Okay, everyone, we're glad that you are with us again. Our guest is Dr. Lisa Firestone. And I tell you what, you talk about someone with tremendous insight. And she's sharing with us what really helps to make a relationship beautiful. And Dr. Firestone, one of the things that you were sharing with me has to do with some new ways of learning, even into older age. But before you go there, just in case there's anyone who won't be able to be with us in those last minutes of our conversation, would you talk about the retreat that you're going to be having?
Right. We're going to be doing a retreat, and it's at Esalen, which is up in Big Sur, California. It's the most beautiful place in the world, if you will. Beautiful ocean and beautiful mountains and forest. And what we're going to be talking about is overcoming the fear of intimacy. We're going to be looking at those issues of attachment and how they affect us in romantic relationships and how we can create better relationships. And the good news is we can do this at any time in our life. You know, even people who've over and over again had relationships that haven't worked, we can learn to do this because we can make those changes and shifts within ourselves. And this is an amazing setting to do it in, where you really have the time to slow down, get disconnected from all those inputs from the outside world, and really focus on yourself. And you could do this, you know, as a person who wants to have better relationships but doesn't have one at the moment. Or you can come with a relationship partner and use it as a time to really deepen that relationship. And that's a weekend workshop that's occurring May 13th to 15th. And if you want to know more about it, you can contact us, or you can contact, or you can go online and look at Esalen and their workshops. So those are two ways to get a hold of that. And then again, the upcoming e-course that we have is going to be co-taught by Dr. Dan Siegel, a leader in the field of interpersonal neurobiology, and it's called Making Sense of Your Story, Understanding Your Past to Liberate Your Present and Empower Your Future. And that program is going to start on June 1st, but because we're going to archive it, you can access it at any time, and you can do it at your own pace because it's online, and so you can access the components of it or the elements of it whenever, you know, you have the time and energy to put into that. And I think that's another way that we can make these big shifts so that we can have better relationships.
And it is so encouraging. You mentioned that no matter what the age, and I imagine even if the harm done was fairly severe, the changes can still be made.
Yes, absolutely. I think about two examples. One is that one that Dan Siegel has talked about from his practice of a older man. I think he was in his 80s at the time that he went to see Dan at his children's insistence because he was starting to have a problem. But he wasn't a very psychologically minded kind of person. He definitely had that kind of avoidant attachment style. He lived in his head but not really in his body. And about 6 months into his seeing Dan for therapy, his wife called Dan in. She started the conversation by saying, "What did you do to my husband?" And Dan thought, "Oh, this is not going to go well." But then she said, "You know, he lets me hug him now. He actually asked me for a massage the other day. He has become this warm, fuzzy person. What did you do to him?" You know, they've been married for like, you know, 50 plus years. And
wow.
Now her husband was this other person, and she was very happy about it. But, you know, he was much more present for his wife and for his adult children. And, you know, than he had ever been. And he had had a lot of trauma, losing a sibling when he was a child and, you know, just a family that just didn't talk about anything, you know. And, you know, starting to process some of that and get more in touch with what was the wisdom of his body and use that other side of his brain, the right side, which is more connected directly to emotion in the body, you know, he started to really be this other person. The other example that I thought of was a friend of mine who, you know, she's gone through her life having relationships that never last more than 8 years, usually with people who don't pay their bills, that she ends up supporting and taking care of, you know, not ideal partners. And, you know, just in her 70s, she got into a relationship with a man, and it was a friend who said, "I think you should try going out with this person." And she used her friends to sound off about when she would want to push this person away. And they've now had a relationship that's lasted past the 8-year mark. It's, I think they're on 10 years. He's also older. He's in his 80s now. And they have the closest relationship either of them's ever had. the most loving, the most kind, the most respectful of each other's independence, but also really meaningful coming together and sharing things. She just had to go on a business trip that was particularly anxiety-provoking for her, and he offered to come along and be there to support her, and, you know, that meant all the difference in the world.
That is so encouraging. In their 70s and 80s, and still learning new ways and putting what they learn into play. That's awesome. One more time, would you give them the website so that they can register for the Esalen Retreat?
Yeah, for the Esalen Retreat or for the online course, you can come to our website, which is www.psychalive, all one word, .org. And our toll-free number is 800-663-5281. And you can also go directly for the Esalen workshop on their website, which is esalen.org, E-S-A-L-E-N, and look for the workshop that is the weekend of May 13th to 15th, Overcoming the Fear of Love.
Dr. Lisa Firestone, thank you so much again for joining us and sharing such tremendous insights that I am certain are going to be helping a lot of people, even taking what you have already shared with us today.
Oh, thanks so much, Carl. I always really enjoy being on your show.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to let some of life's best moments come through you? Think about what Dr. Firestone said. See how you can share some love, some affection, some warmth with your special someone, and see how happy that makes you, giving the love you'd like to receive. Till next time. Okay.